Ephesians chapter 6. I don't know what's happened to my voice, but it's starting to go on me here. Don't worry, it'll kick in. Ephesians 6, we're going to read verses 12 through 17 together. Ephesians 6, verses 12 through 17. Let's read these verses responsively tonight. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And let's pray. Father, sure do need you tonight. I pray that you'd help me. Lord, anoint my mind and my voice to help these your people. I can't do it myself, but you can do it through me with your words. So as I yield myself to you, may we yield ourselves to you to listen. In Jesus' name, amen. There are volumes of religious material written about the armor of God. The average, I'm going to use this very loosely, Christian bookstore. I'm not sure there is such a thing. There are religious bookstores, but the average quote-unquote Christian bookstore has shelves and shelves full of everybody's opinion and the analysis of the armor of God. Most of them, you'll walk in and see a little piece of armor there, and it talks about Ephesians 6, verses 12 through 18 or 17. And we have people that want to tell you every part of it and how to polish it and what it's for, what it means. And I'm trying not to sneeze. Didn't work. Caught it. Amen. Glory. But may I say this tonight, I want to simplify it and clarify it. You don't need a whole book written about it. God put it in Ephesians 6 and made it easy enough to understand. God didn't make this book a mystery that has to be solved and written by volumes of other people to understand. Did you know that God is quite capable of saying what he means and meaning what he says, and it doesn't need somebody else's analysis of it? Now, God gave us preaching, and God commanded us to preach, but he did not command us to write books. I'm not against books. Believe me, I read a lot of them. But I don't read man's opinion about what the Bible says. Now, listen to this very carefully here. God made it plain and clear. God doesn't complicate the Bible. Man does. God doesn't complicate his word. Man does. God doesn't tell us to have us have our armor all polished up. It's not for show. Armor is for one thing. Battle, fighting, war. That's what it's for. It's to protect us while we fight. Now, I want you to notice something about this, and this is a statement that I wrote down that I enjoyed. The armor of God are not your dress blues. They're not your party duds that you put on to show everybody all your pretty medals and they're all polished up. The armor of God are your, they're your foxhole clothes. They're your battle fatigues. It's what you take on out when you're going to go out and fight. They're there to protect you against the shots taken by the enemy. See, when you're under fire, you're going to be fired upon back. And the armor of God is there to protect you. I want you to notice something. God tells us there are going to be shots fired at us. He said, look, you need this to protect you as these shots come at you. By the way, there are shots that are going to get through that you're not going to see in battle. You might not be able to block them. Not everything that you see is going to necessarily make sense. I couldn't tell you how many records I have read about men in battle wearing their helmet, a shot come in, and it would cut a ring around their head and come back out the other end of their helmet and never touch them. Cut the hair off and go right back out. I know men that had their New Testament packed in their pocket that was in their GI pack and got shot and ricocheted and bullet hit them, and the New Testament stopped the bullet from hitting their body. Knocked them on their can, but they got up alive with no blood. Now, may I say this? A flak jacket may cause bruising and broken ribs if you take a bullet in it. But you're 99 times out of 100 going to get up and walk away from it. You may not be feeling as good as you were before you got hit, but you're going to be feeling better had you not had it on. It may knock you off your feet, but you're going to live to fight again. And that is exactly what the armor of God is. It's that flak jacket. It's to stop those bullets from piercing all the way through and killing you. Though they may hurt, though they may do damage, they will not destroy you as they come. I'll make a statement here that might shock you. We give the devil way too much credit. The devil is not omnipresent. He cannot be in all places at one time. Brother Fred can't be everywhere, and he's too slow to get there. I mean, now, the devil is no more omnipresent or in every place all at once than you and I are.
You're right.
Now, some of you think the preacher is because he's everywhere all at once. Amen, Mom. We think that every opposition and every bad thing that happens, it's the devil fighting me. That's not true. That's not true. And I'm going to make a statement here that may shock you. This armor isn't to protect you against the devil. There's only one thing there that mentions the devil, and that was even indirectly. It says the fiery darts of the evil. Everybody doing okay? Fiery darts of the wicked. That's lost people. We think this armor is to fight the devil. You are no match for the devil. And may I say this, most of us don't do the devil enough damage to be on a blip on his radar screen. I just about beg to tell you that probably nobody in this room has ever done direct battle against the devil himself. Guarantee it. There is nobody here that is that high on the devil's radar screen, but may I say this, there are four areas that the devil has major influence and power with that then, in turn, brings the battle to us. Now, let me say it this way. Virtually, no one has faced an actual satanic attack, but you have faced satanically influenced attacks by his influence and his evil and his wickedness over these four things. Let me show you what I mean. Go Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? The devil? Doesn't say the devil. It says against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil has influence over those four things. Now let me explain these things to you. Principalities. These are heads of governments, leaders of businesses, leaders of powerful units, so to speak, big organizations. The PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, NATO, government heads. That's what the term principalities is. And the devil has influence in those. Just look who we had for president last. And I personally believe that there is satanic and evil and wickedness involved in all of that. I may not agree. Matter of fact, I know I don't agree with everything of our current president, but I'll tell you one thing. He's taken enough flack from the left. I'll support him more than I ever did before. He's going farther right, that's for sure. Now, principalities, then powers. This is authority. This is wealth. This is delegated influences and delegated laws. That's our representatives, your senators, your congressmen, your state representatives. These are people that we delegate to make law for us. America needs to realize, and I'm old enough to remember because I grew up around this kind of crowd. Well, we vote Democrat local, but we'll go Republican national. That makes about as much sense as grabbing a skunk by the tail. Now, sorry, that really was cute. I'm trying not to laugh, but it didn't work. Powers, those delegated powers. You doubt whether there is evil in our government. And by the way, we need, and I think you're going to see it come out in the next year or two from our president, we need term limits all the way down to the state and county levels. Corruption happens when somebody has power too long. Happens every time. The only way to control that is term limits. Isn't it amazing they have term limits on everybody except Congress and the Supreme Court? And there's no limits in most states. Thank God some states have term limits. And those states generally are the stronger states. Get rid of Jerry Brown in California. Lord have mercy. Yeah, no, they don't want them. The perverts out there, too bad. So we have principalities, we have powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Those are world leaders. Those are people that have world power. I'm talking about global warming people, Al Gore. Those are your George Soroses that pay for all of the evil and the protesting that's going on. You have multi-billion, that's Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. Oprah Winfrey has spent hundreds of millions of dollars for the protests against President Trump. Just so you know. She has put hundreds of millions of dollars into the sodomites, because she is one. These are that kind of people. These are your high education people. These are your intelligentsia people. These are the people in charge of the school systems and the upper level, collegiate level type schools. That's what the rulers of the darkness of this world is. Then you have spiritual wickedness in high places. I think this is funny. You'll laugh at this. That literally means space. Okay? These are the people that... These are the ET people, aliens, the people that believe in Martians and space life out there. These are the people that believe in all of the spooky spiritual world stuff. It literally means the spiritual world or the spatial world. These are the people that are trying to figure out how to put people on Mars and inhabit Mars. I think we ought to send them there on a trip just to see how it goes. Yeah. These are your Hollywood people. These are your people that believe in all of the weird beliefs of our day. Now, the devil is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians verse chapter 4, verse number 4. This means that he's the god of the world order. Okay, it doesn't mean
It means he is the God of how things work and the government of and the structure of. You want to see how bad the devil system is? Look at how bad the world is.
Isn't it amazing? We have pumped more money into public education in the last 50 years and have fewer people that can read and write than in the last 150 years. He doesn't personally come and flatten your tire or freeze your pipes.
My wife did it.
She had a right to flatten your tires. Now, we think because we ran over a nail that, well, the devil flattened my tire. Can I tell you something? The devil doesn't think that much of you to flatten your tire. He's got bigger things in life to do. He has influence over the world order. He has influence over the weather. He has influence over governments and Hollywood and businesses. And we give the devil too much credit and blame God too much for what happens. The God of this world controls the weather. Everybody doing okay? We ought to blame God for the weather? Why? He made it to work perfectly. We sinned and look what we did. Man chose to sin, and we still choose to sin. And we're going to reap for our sin. Why is that God's fault? We're the ones that listen to the devil, not him. He kicked him out. The devil has so much influence on the world system, why should it surprise us that we face evil and wicked? I helped someone today. They were concerned about a certain business associate, and they said, "Well, I wasn't treated right by the receptionist, and I think I ought to change." I said, "If I changed every time a receptionist didn't treat me right, I wouldn't do business anywhere, just about." I said, "You can't do that. The world doesn't run business like that anymore." And let's not give the devil all the credit. He's good at influencing big things. Has much influence over those things that trickles down, and he is the God of the world, the order of the world, or I like saying the disorder of the world. Now, we, according to the Bible, are in a battle with these forces of opposition. Notice it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the armor of God." It is not in reference to the devil. It is in reference to the world, and that armor is to protect us. Now, here we go. Are you ready? Notice, I want you to notice there are only four pieces of armor. There are literally only four pieces of armor. God tells us that these four pieces of armor are going to be the major attacks against us continually by these four opposing forces. Now, let me help you tonight, and I want to laser focus on these things. Number one, the helmet of salvation. Can I tell you something? The greatest thing you could ever know is for sure that you're saved.
Right.
Yeah. Say, why is that a battle? Because we are in a battle for people's minds. I can't tell you how many times I've had so-called intellectuals say, "Well, you shouldn't brainwash people with religion." I'm not brainwashing them with religion. I'm trying to wash their brain from the filthy sin of the world.
Amen.
Good night. "Well, you're just bringing your kids up to be brainwashed." I'd rather be brainwashed by God than brainwashed by the devil.
Amen.
Now, folks... The devil, through the world system, wants to attack the minds of everyone he can. This old world is so screwed up. Who would have ever thought somebody wouldn't know the difference between a man and a woman?
Amen. Ridiculous.
Who would have ever thought that a child would be brought up to say, "Well, you don't have enough sense to know what you are yet. You got to wait." Now, folks, you don't go out to the pasture and look at a couple cows and decide... They walk up and sniff you in the ear and tell you what they are.
it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. That's a bull. That's a cow. Real easy. There's plumbing to tell you what you is. Just because you go meow meow doesn't make you a cat. Might make you a target, but not a cat. Now wait a minute. Just if you were born in a garage doesn't make you a car. Scott, you would be the hog, that's for sure. Ouch. I've been off the drugs long enough. I'm thinking right, amen? We are in a battle for people's minds. Now listen to me very carefully. Education and intellectualism is about to ruin our world. Now, folks, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
That's right.
And the earth was that without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's real hard to understand, isn't it? Well, that's not how it was. You have to understand, back billions and billions of years ago, there was a blob of nothing in space. It began to spin, and it began to spin so fast that it got hot, got so hot that it blew up. Okay. Nobody ever knows where that blob came from. And after millions and millions of years, all these things flew off of that one giant blob. And there was only one blob out of the billions of blobs that blew off that thing that could sustain life and that had water. And after millions of years, there was a single-celled organism that they don't know where it came from that decided it was lonely and it split itself in half to become two because it was so lonely. And then those two had babies and had two more. And they had more and more, and all of a sudden they became swimming together and had, they decided that they got tired of swimming and they went to the top and said, there's a big world out there. So we better grow lungs, and they decided to grow lungs. And they grew lungs, and they could breathe air in and breathe under the water for a while. Then they decided they got tired of swimming, so they needed to grow legs to walk on the ground that was outside on top of their water. So they grew legs and walked around, but the tail got in their way, so they knocked the tail off. Now they climb in trees, call them monkeys, and now they teach in our universities. And that makes more sense than in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Smart people came up with that. Folks, I'm not real smart, but I'm smart enough to know better than that. Every part of evolution goes against real science.
That's right.
Every part of it.
Yep.
You can't take blood from a horse and put it in a dog and do the dog any good. You can't cross animals, just like you can't cross animal blood with human blood. If your dog's dying and it needs blood, you can't use your blood to give to your dog. And if you're dying, you can't take your dog's blood if you're dying and it do you any good. But if you listen to what the people that are supposedly smart say, well, we're just all one. Animals have feelings too. They have rights too. Yeah, right next to the taters and the salad. Glory. God made those for us to have dominion over. They weren't to have dominion over us.
Right.
I have a friend that I've known this friend since high school. She sent me a shirt this year for Christmas, and it has a picture of two deer driving a truck with the hunter on top, all tied up. I won't wear it in public. I'll wear it around the house to paint in, but I won't wear it out in public, but I thought it was funny. Now, wait a minute. I have no problem with that. And if you don't agree with hunt, I just think it's funny all these people don't agree with hunting, but they'll go to the grocery store and buy steak and pork chops. Well, some animal had to give its life. It was tortured. I'll promise you, the deer died faster than that cow did. Everybody doing okay? There's a battle for people's minds. We have dumbed down society to where people don't know how to think.
You're right.
If you didn't have Google or a smartphone, you couldn't survive. Used to be you memorized phone numbers or used a phone book. Now, if you can't push the button and get Siri, something's wrong and you need a new phone. And we're a smart society. Everybody doing okay? Smartphones take dumb operators.
Now, wait a minute. Used to be, we knew how to use the Dewey Decimal System. I'm watching young people don't even know what I'm talking about. Used to go to a library, and you went to a card catalog, and you either had the author's name, the title of the book, or what it was about, and you could look and look it up three different ways and figure out where it was. You looked at the number, went to that section, and found the book. And you actually read pages. Now, wait a minute. Now we have smartphones and computers that do it for us, and iReaders and everything else. People used to be able to read a map. Now, you can't find your way home without clicking it into the GPS on your phone. I use the map on my phone. I look up an address, I'll look at it and say, oh, I know where that's at. And I close it off and I go. I may not know every twist and turn, but if I don't, then I'll leave it on, but I don't leave the dude talking, and I change mine from a woman telling me what to do to at least a man telling me what to do. Glory to God. Now, it just is one of those things. Now, may I say this? We call ourselves a smart society when we're not. Television and advertising and everything is geared towards programming people's minds. Did you ever notice they put all the candy right at the checkout? At the cart height for all the kids to grab as mama's standing there in line. Advertisers know where to put things in the stores. You go to the back of the store to find the best deals. In the front of the store is where they're going to jip you off. Promise you. Oh, we got a special up the front of the store. Go to the back of the store, you'll find it cheaper. Everybody doing okay? People used to, look at the music of today. How that the devil has programmed society with music. I'm old enough to remember that music didn't have cuss words in it. Now, you listen to the filth of the society today. Lord have mercy. The drugs, the filth, the vile, the killing, the immorality, and so forth. I mean, we have people that talk about killing leaders. We have comedians that get up and in effigy take a picture of President Trump with his head cut off and wonder why she got fired and think that it's all everybody else's fault. It's a wonder she's not in jail. She should be in jail. Can I tell you something? We need to keep our minds clean. The devil is attacking people's minds. Look at the nudity and sensuality dominating the thinking of today. There is more nudity driving down the road and walking through the schools system of today than there used to be in Playboy 50 years ago. I know what I'm talking about. When a girl's skirt has to only be the length of the touch the bottom of her fingertips when she's standing in an upright position, that's too low, or that's too high. You find out what the world says about that. The world's meter and themselves say that means whore. And yet we let our girls run around showing their underwear everywhere. That makes a whole lot of sense. Keep your minds pure. I got to hurry up. So, first piece is the helmet for the mind. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. This covers our heart. Breastplate covers your heart. We need to keep our heart pure and right. Psalm 119, verses 9 and 10. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, but by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You keep your heart clean by the word of God, the preaching of the word, the memorization of the word, and being living the word. And may I say this, we need to get happy about truth and not get so upset about it. Right. Please don't get mad at me when I say this, but if the preaching bothers you that bad, your heart needs to get right. If somebody telling you the truth hurts you and offends your feelings so bad, you're worse off than you think you are. we ought to be excited. Now, every once in a while, we learn something, and the preacher will clean our plow. Thank God it gets clean so that we can plow more fields. Amen? We need to enjoy living right, not living our way. Can I tell you something? I've seen how the world lives, and I don't want to live their way. Brother Mike, I've seen enough drunks. I have no desire to live like a drunk. I don't. I have no desire for it. I've seen what happens when people smoke cigarettes and how they end up breathing through a hole in their throat, gasping for every breath, with their lungs tarred up. I was listening to Brother Roloff preach the other day, and he was throwing a fit. He said, I can't believe people spend 50 cents a pack on a pack of cigarettes. I thought, Brother Roloff, you'd have a heart attack right now. You'd keel over dead. I think it's $5, $6, $8 a pack right now. $7? I have no idea. Ouch. Scott, you'll learn. Can I tell you something? They think I'm nuts because I don't do any of that mess. Can I tell you something? I've seen how stupid people are drunk. Yes, sir. Why would I want to be that way? Man. Well, it's cultural. Well, there's a lot of other things that they call cultural. People standing there naked as a statue. I don't call that cultural. I call it pornography. Everybody doing all right? I know I shouldn't have said that. Most of the classical music, not all of it, but much of the classical music that people listen to was written by perverts. No different than the rock music and the country western music. Okay, it's getting a little quiet in here. Your heart is where your emotions are. You know, we need to protect people's emotions. We need to not be led by emotion, but we need to feel our emotion. We're to let truth and principle dictate our emotion, but God gave us emotion. You know, we're not supposed to be just stomping on everybody just because, bless God, that's the truth, like it or lump it. Well, every once in a while you need to hear that, but that's not how you live. I can preach that way, but I promise you one thing. You ask that little lady sitting right there, I don't do that at home. Can I tell you something? Don't lose your shout for God. Don't lose your excitement about being saved. Brother Stoltz, I thank God. I've been saved 46 years, and I'm just as excited as somebody got saved today. I'm not one of these people that I grew up in a Christian home, and I'm mad at my mommy and my daddy because they made me go to church. Amen. Bless God. There were days I didn't want to go to church. Guess what? I went anyway. You say, well, did you agree with everything? No, but I found out they were right eventually. Everybody doing all right? Man, I'm having fun right now. My mom and dad are going to a church in Florida, pastored by a man and a wife that I trained at Bible college. Can I tell you why? Because I did what I was supposed to do. Don't lose your shout. Protect your heart. I got to hurry. Your loins girt with truth. Your loins girt with truth. Your loins are your midsection. That's our sexuality. Keep yourself pure sexually. I said this to somebody recently. I never thought in my lifetime I would be using terms like this in the pulpit publicly. But we live in a generation, I have to. The porn industry, the sex-craved, perverted society that is not based on truth. And by the way, most everybody's addicted to a picture of something that's not even real. Everybody doing okay? The filth and the vileness of Hollywood and the industry to destroy the purity of the people's minds in our world today. And I'm going to bring it down one step farther here. Hollywood is as wicked as the devil.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's influenced by the devil. But so is most of the music industry. And I'm even talking about, quote-unquote, the gospel music industry. These idiots that get up with hair as long as the idiots that sang rock music, what good is it? The internet is filled with sexual perversion. You have to be careful what you type in for what pops up. It's scary. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I love you, but even what we call entertainment, games, I've done some more study on these, I think they call them the Marvel comic movies or whatever. Most of that stuff is so satanically influenced and so immodest, I wouldn't let my children watch that. You wouldn't let your kids dress like that. Why would you look at it? Most of the women in there are so indecently clad, it's not even funny. And most of them are using satanic powers, evil powers, quote unquote, for good. Liberals today want to destroy God's plan. That's why in America they start teaching sex education at kindergarten levels. They are teaching it at the kindergarten level. And you wonder why when they get to junior high and high school, they don't know if they're a boy or a girl. And they're taught to practice it so that they can experience it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The average public college is worse than the cow lot. Our society doesn't even know the difference between a man and a woman. We've got to protect our loins. You wonder why the preacher preaches like he does? I'll tell you why. There's supposed to be a difference between men and women. There's supposed to be a difference between Christians and the lost world. We ought to stick out like a real thumb and they're the sore thumb. Number four, I've got to hurry. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Keep your feet running with truth. Keep your feet running with truth. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Brother Stoltz, I have yet to meet a soul winner that doubts their salvation. When you're telling somebody else how to get saved, you learn quickly not to doubt your own salvation. Amen. When you're helping somebody with a problem using the word of God, you find out it works and it strengthens your faith. It doesn't weaken your faith.
Right.
Well, you Christians are so weak. You just need the Bible. You just need church. Yeah, well, you need your filthy, vile bottle of beer. You need your alcohol, drugs. You need your highly intelligent, stupid educators. Public school system's happy that they're getting about, they've come up to a graduation rate of 85%. That means 15% of young people don't graduate. And they're excited about that. Lord have mercy. President George Bush had to come out and he wanted everybody to be able to read by the time they hit third grade. We thought that, and the education world went nuts thinking, that's too hard. We can't do that. Good night. If you couldn't read by the time you left kindergarten when I was a kid, you didn't go to first grade. Second grade, you learned how to write cursive so you could go upstairs to third grade. And if you didn't learn it, you had to stay in second grade. And they didn't care if they hurt your little feelings. Good night. I know people spent 3 best years of their life in second grade.
Amen.
It wasn't me. Soul winners begin to see separation in a different light because they see that it lends credibility to the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the more people you help, the more people you're going to want to be like God for?
You're going to want to live what God says more?
Yes, sir.
Soul winners don't take their clothes off and shorten their clothing. They add to it.
Yes, sir.
They want to be a good testimony to God.
Amen.
And I'm going to make a statement here. It's not what you know. It's how much are you living. There are two people in this room that would know this person, so I won't call their name. But this young lady could stand and quote scripture for 3 to 4 hours and never quote the same verse twice. She was one of the most, had an incredible mind full of scripture. She'd been gang raped, beaten half to death. She was involved in some of the most wicked, vile activities. I don't know how many children she's had, and none of them had the same dad. She could stand there and quote scripture more than any preacher I know. One day she says, I know more scripture than you do. I said, but you're not living it. I'm living more than you're living. Don't care how much you know. Ouch. That one hurt real bad. It's not how much you have in here. How much are you living here? Everybody doing okay? When you spread the gospel, the Christian life is not about you. It becomes about him. Oh, I got to go to church again. No, you don't got to. I get to. See, that's you're looking at it as punishment. I'm looking at it as, man, I get to go again.
Amen.
I get to be around God's people.
Amen.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I get excited when my son's coming home tomorrow for a week, my son Jeff. I'm excited that he's coming. You know, I get just as excited each time we come to church because I'm with my other brothers and sisters. See, that's what living the truth is all about. So your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that means you're taking the word of God everywhere you go.
Amen.
I was sitting in the hospital last Sunday morning with a kidney stone. I got my suit coat sitting on the chair. They made me take my shirt off. And I got it over there. And I got the Bible in the bed with me. And they said, are you that nervous? I said, nope, I just don't get very far away from it. And they said, well, are you a preacher? Yep. Oh, and it's Sunday. Do you need me to preach? I said, you better do it quick before the drugs kick in, or this could be exciting. Now, wait a minute. When you spread the gospel, the Christian life isn't about you. It's about him. I'd rather live my life for God than live my life for me. Because I know how bad I really am, Brother Stoltz. These are the four areas the devil's most likely to attack. Your mind, your heart, your loins, and your feet. You know, if your feet are bad, you don't do much. You don't go very far. Don't get very much done. If you get troubles in the loins, you don't go very far, like a kidney stone. If your heart's bad, you're limited. Generally, it'll take you. And if your mind's bad, we won't go there. You're like the rest of us. Can I tell you something? The devil's going to attack you with your mind, with your heart, with your loins, and with your feet. But he isn't going to personally attack you. He set up principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. And those four areas there. Huh. It's not the devil himself. It's his influence over all those areas as the God of this world. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done.